Some of you are too young to recall the historical events which had their genesis right here in Alabama. Know only of the triumphs and successes. True, the struggle for legal rights gained for the black man a measure of equality in the areas of public education, public accommodations, voting rights, housing, and job opportunities. However, despite the continued presidential appointment of blue-ribboned panels and subsequent utter disregard for their findings, our nation is becoming more polarized because America is so deeply racist. Almost 15 years after a clear mandate from the Supreme Court to end segregation in public schools, we still have some men in high places who would preserve the status quo, fighting to keep the dual school systems. Thousands in this fight to preserve the old order are Christians. But they have not heeded the counsel of Paul that we are not to be conformed, but transformed. Racism and war are deadly partners because all over the world we face the dangerous situation of having most of the world's wealth in the hands of a small percentage of people who are white-skinned, while the majority of the people of the world who are colored live in poverty.